Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. On this episode, I shared some thoughts on the importance of staying true to who we really are and to what our own unique essence is. Hi guys. So following on from my last post about the danger of comparing ourselves to others, I thought it would be helpful to talk about the importance of being you this week. So who we are is precisely what is stamped down, squashed, belittled, and ridiculed in so many of us that most of us have absolutely no clue who we really are, which then leads us to become severed from that most precious of gifts, our very own unique essence. Once this occurs, we become weak and fall prey to the pull of fear. This is fueled by the barrage of negativity fed to us by the mainstream media. On a daily basis, several times a day, we are told that we are somehow inadequate. We are sold an illusion of glamour, fame, and fortune, but it's nothing more than that, an illusion, a lie. We buy into this non-reality they sell us, believing with each passing day that we are more and more inadequate. We try to fill that void through external stimulus. Unsurprisingly though, nothing works. Because the paraphernalia we are surrounding ourselves with, or the access we are consuming, is not the remedy. Answering the call of your heart is. And this takes courage. It takes resilience, determination, commitment, dedication, and perseverance. It requires us to act right in the face of our fears. And these qualities only start to shine once we get in touch and become comfortable with who we really are, because they require humility. Once we humble ourselves, we are able to be ourselves. And when this happens, our special unique gifts that we were made to share with the world start emerging from us. It's not about what you play or how well you play it. It's about expressing you in your art. Expressing the essence you were born to express. You will meet resistance in the quest to achieving this. A lot of it. You've got to carry on right through the resistance. And this is where all those qualities I was referring to earlier really come into play. Successful artists are successful purely because they have committed to doing the hard work that allows them to express what they were meant to express. One artist's expression is not the same as your expression. The most damaging thing you can do on the journey to uncovering your own unique expression is to compare yourself to others. Stop doing this. Instead, start focusing on honing your craft, your own craft, in your own way, on a daily basis. In our ongoing quest to discover gems of wisdom, love, and goodness that help us all to live better, be better, think better, and do better in life, we all have to remember one simple yeah, not easy to obtain thing about ourselves. We will do, say, and live almost every way possible before we will look in the mirror one day and be able to say with full and beautiful confidence, I am perfect just as I am. On that most beautiful of all days in our lives, we will begin unfolding all of the mysteries of this thing we call life. Everything will begin to magically unfold for us. We will be able to actually love someone again. We will be able to move mountains, if that is our destiny. We will write that novel, sing the song, build the building, and absolutely and positively be able to do exactly what we set out to do. In this most magical of moments within our existence, all of our demons, our self-doubt, our indecision, our fear, our uncertainty of all things in our life will disappear. And we will once again be able to tap into the ebb and flow of the universe and live exactly the way we were intended to live, because we have committed to living that way. Once this starts to occur, we begin to experience an inner peace and joy that nothing else can match. No boundaries, no limits, no fear, no holding us back. We are perfect just as we are. And what a beautiful thing this is.
Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it. So please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/lizcirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.